Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this last Sunday of April. We are already finished, we have already finished 4 months of the year. And next Sunday we will be having Holy Communion here and the first Sunday of May. I'm glad that you're all able to join here and also online together to worship God together. Today also we celebrate our birthdays and anniversaries of the month or any other celebrations that we celebrate, and we'll have luncheon afterwards, and I see that some of the dishes that are already being prepared there are looking really delicious. So looking forward to it, especially Jace has been working hard this morning for his salad and looking forward to taste that salad, Jace. Today also we celebrate as a church the festival of God's creation. Many of you probably noticed that there was an Earth Day that we celebrate internationally, globally on April 22nd. But as a church, we acknowledge our responsibility to our environment and to the creation that God has given us to be faithful in keeping it up. So we remember and observe this Sunday in reverence to that God's creation is very unique, and we have to be faithful stewards of what God has given us to live in this world. So that is another thing that we celebrate today as well. The announcements are listed on the second page in your bulletin. We have had some technical difficulties today. After the storm, we lost our internet. We are on a temporary internet, so any of you are online, if we get disconnected for some reason, please try back later, because we'll try to get it back up, but hopefully everything will be okay. And we lost our two screen displays, so that's why we have to use our books today. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank collection is still going on, so please continue to donate in cash and in kind and support that ministry. The book is still available on sale. That will help our mission work from this church. And you have the address listed there for any communications or mailing your checks or any other mailings that you have to do. Use that address. If you have anyone who is struggling with basic needs, utilities or groceries, please let us know by texting or calling that number. We can help as a church as much as we can. The annual conference information is listed there for your information and prayers. The website there will give you more updates as information comes along. We will have the yard sale on May 15th, Saturday. Please contact Margaret for any information. Margaret, do you have any special announcements on it? Anything?
Just need some help carrying stuff
out. Okay, so we start at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
No, we'll start at 9 to 5. We'll
do 9 to 5. 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And so
we probably got about 4.
Okay, so if we can get an hour early, if some of us can come like 8 o'clock in the morning and help her out and help us out to get all the things outside, please note that and come up and help us. We will have the cooking class on May 8th, the second Saturday of the month, and we are looking forward to Jan leading us in our cooking class on Saturday. And maybe June, we'll have somebody else. We need volunteers, right? As I announced, the birthday and anniversary celebrations will be today, and we'll have a special prayer for them, those who are celebrating any special events, birthdays or anniversaries in the month of April. Please come forward and we'll have a prayer with them together. The art class will be on May 22nd, on Saturday, and please join us. It's a very helpful class. You will understand what you had been missing in your life, in some of the skills that you have never used. And please come and join us. We have a great, very good instructor. We are blessed with Wayne teaching us. And that's last Sunday, last time it was a great blessing for all of us. And I showed you the drawings that we all did. The attendance and collections are listed there for continued support and prayers for the ministry of this church. Please thank you for all of your support, and also continue to do that as God's Spirit guides you to do. Our parking lot donation is up to $3,000 now. We need to get it up to close to $30,000. So we are a long way from now. But God is good, and God has been good to us. So we know that He will meet every need according to His will. So let us continue to pray for it and donate faithfully for that. Are there any other announcements? If not, let us go to worship together. Turn with me to the worship bulletin. The opening hymn is hymn number 170 in the blue book, "Oh How I Love Jesus." If you are able, please stand. "How I Love Jesus." 170. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name as your children to worship you and praise you. Along with all the saints in heaven and angels in heaven and all the saints around the earth, we thank you for the opportunity and the privilege that you have given us as a church and also online to worship you and praise you together, Lord. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have given us in our life. One more day to live in this world as a gift. And all that we have and all we are from you. And we thank you for all your blessings that you shower upon us every day. In Jesus Christ, you gave us eternal life. Because he overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. The resurrection of Christ has given us a new life and renewed hope as we continue to celebrate the Easter power of resurrection in our lives, Lord. Grant that we celebrate with joy the day of the resurrection so that we can experience that power of resurrection in our life, and help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. As you all know, we can stand up and wave to each other, and also online if you can unmute everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob and Kathy. Good morning, Chuck and Vicky.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining us. Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a time to celebrate our birthdays and anniversaries or any other special events in our lives that happened in April. If you all want to call out anybody, do you know?
I don't
Jerry has a birthday.
On the 8th, yes.
Gail and I, we had our 32nd anniversary on the 15th.
All right.
Yeah. Jay, what did y'all have?
51.
51.
Oh, well, that's not right. I thought 32 was good. You're throwing out 51.
Any other celebrations? If you all want to come here, let me have a word of prayer for you all. And JD, please come forward.
And Anna, are you back?
Okay. Anna.
Good.
You have a birthday?
Yes.
All right. And probably you have another sister who has a birthday on the same day.
No,
they're not twins.
No, we're not
twins. Oh, you're not twins.
We look like it, though.
All right. Yes. And James and Lou, you have?
There's anniversary.
I missed that. How many years is it?
51.
Yes.
Wow.
And let us go to God in prayer. What a blessing it is to celebrate anniversaries and prayers and birthdays and other celebrations that God gives us to enjoy in our lives. Lord our God, you are the giver of life, and we thank you for your gifts of life, love, and family and friends. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for all these dear ones who are celebrating their birthdays and anniversaries. We thank you for a new year in their lives, and with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love toward you and others. We give you thanks for your past blessings and pray for your continued blessings upon them in the coming year. Renew them, Lord, every day. Cover them with your love and protection, and comfort them with your joyful presence, and confirm them with your hope every day. Thank you for your presence in their lives, that they can be a shining light for you and for the kingdom of God wherever they are. May your Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with the love and service for you and for others. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations, and God bless you all.
Is Martha still there?
Martha, are you?
She had something to celebrate too.
Yes, I'm still here. Yeah, Rich and I had our 23rd anniversary on April 4th.
All right.
Congratulations, Martha.
Congratulations, Martha.
Thank you.
Now we have a special from Lisa and Dean. You may please remain seated.
Not just Lisa and Dean.
Right, not
Lisa,
just
Lisa
and Dean.
Kevin, don't leave Kevin out.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
I'm me.
I'm me too.
So
I wrote this song about a couple months ago, and it's just a really big blessing to be able to share it with y'all and also with the help of Dean and Ivy singing and Kevin on guitar. So we really hope you enjoy it.
I'm an honorary Hal this morning. I'm excited.
We good to go, Ms. Gail?
We're good to go.
Thank you, sing loud.
Thank you for that beautiful piece. The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 40 verses 1 through 8. If you are able, please stand for the reading and open your hymnals to page 775.
I waited patiently for the Lord, who inclined to me and heard my cry.
The Lord drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure.
The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
Many will see and be in awe, and put their trust in the Lord.
Blessed are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods.
O Lord my God, you have multiplied your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you.
Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be numbered.
Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear.
Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
Then I said, Lo, I come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. It's our prayer time now as we lift up our prayers of blessings together as a church family and thank God for all the blessings that God continues to shower upon us. In spite of our unfaithfulness, God has been faithful to us. So let us share our prayers of blessings, and also at this time we share our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family and lift them up to the Lord. God is who is gracious. will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. And that's His promise. So trusting in that promise, let us bring our prayers and concerns together as a church family. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Please remember these people and these items in your prayers. Please continue to pray for Eddie as he's recovering from his fall. And I haven't heard anything from him this past week.
He's home.
Okay.
I'd like to call his son, but I don't know his
number. Yeah, I texted him a couple of times. He did not respond back. I didn't call him. Tried to have anything. We'll continue to pray for Eddie to find the ways of treatment for him to get his back problems back. And did you get to see Gene?
Illinois to Valdosta, we stopped in Pinehurst and saw Gene Brown. He's doing pretty good. He sat in the wheelchair the whole time. He's was very happy to see us. He's talking. He wants to listen to this program on 11 a.m. But Gail, his daughter doesn't do computers. We have to find some way to get it on the phone.
Okay.
I told him I'd talk to you about that.
Okay. I can give him a call.
That's good to know, and we'll continue to pray for him. What a blessing it is that you have visited him.
Pastor, we'd like to have blessings for Mackenzie. Need prayers for her. She's got a cold and a cough. That's why her and Haley aren't here today.
Oh, okay.
Pray for her to heal, please.
I have a blessing, too. My son's graduating this weekend with his doctorate, and he's going to be moving to Maryland, which is okay, I guess. He'll be doing kind of like oyster research and underwater stuff at Chesapeake Bay area.
So. Yeah, we have been praying for Alan for a while, and he finally landed a good job. And they are going to be moving him next weekend to Maryland. Please keep them in our prayers. And I thought he would be able to come and visit us before he did.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's still a possibility.
Okay.
His job will begin on May 10th. So
okay.
He's
yeah,
got
sometime.
A few days after graduation.
Okay. Love to see him if he can come.
Pastor,
yes.
I texted this week with Dean Casey.
Okay.
His wife is doing better, but she still has some issues.
It's a very, very difficult.
Yes,
time
yeah.
COVID.
I got pray for my wife. She had a complete brain break on this day. And she's in the hospital now. Trying to maybe she gets help if she needs.
Who is this?
My wife.
Oh, Joe. Okay, Joe's wife. And how is Bruce?
He comes back with Bruce Lee today and says come back Tuesday. I got this show him on, but they said he was really happy.
Okay.
He is in assisted living, so thank the Lord for that. And it will.
Joe, what's your wife's name?
Joyce Mullinax.
Hey, Joe, what's your wife's name? Joyce Mullinax.
Joyce
Mullinax.
Let her know that we'll be praying for her, please. Any other special items to call out? Let us continue to pray for our first responders, fire, police, military, our healthcare workers, trash workers, and the service and delivery people who have been working hard, putting their lives at risk for us to serve us every day. So let us be thankful for their services and also pray for their safety and continued blessings upon them. And also pray for our country as a whole, our president, our Congress, senators, our governors, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives every day. God will grant them the wisdom to make the right decisions at the right time. Let us pray for that as well. Are there any other call-outs? If not, let us go to God in prayer together, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayers, and then I will close with a summarized prayer after that. Let us pray. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave himself up for us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Eternal and loving God, we thank you for the gift of life that you have given us with all its joys and blessings that we enjoy every day. Thank you for the life that you give us to live in this world, to be a blessing to this world, to be a blessing to others. We come before you with grateful heart, with all the blessings and that you have been showering upon us, Lord. In spite of our unfaithfulness, you have been faithful to us. We thank you for the many blessings that we have shared here. Especially we thank you for Alan as he's graduating from his college and starting his new job in the coming weeks. We pray for your special guidance and your blessing upon him with his new step that he's taking. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given him in the past, especially with his studies and the graduation that he's doing with his PhD. We thank you for his life and pray that you bless him, that he will be a light to others wherever he is going, Lord. We thank you for the healing of our former pastor, Gene, and we pray for your continued healing and peace and comfort for him as he's resting at his home now. We thank you for the good news that we heard about Bruce as he's getting better. We pray that you'll continue to heal him and recover him, Lord. And we pray that your peace and comfort be there and your presence will be there with him during this time. And we thank you for the good news that we are hearing from Dean Casey about Barbara. Continue to be with them in their new home. Bless them, Lord, with your peace and comfort and especially your healing for Barbara at this time. We pray for Mackenzie as she's struggling with the cold and cough. We pray for your healing hand will touch her, Lord, and heal her and recover back to normal. And we pray for Haley and Abigail as they are at home. Bless them, Lord, as a family as well. And we pray for Joe's wife as she's struggling with her condition now. We pray for your special blessing upon her. We pray for your healing hand, Lord, to touch her and heal her and recover, Lord, back to normal. We pray for Kelly Williams, who is struggling with the shingles. We have heard last Sunday also. We pray for your special blessing on her, that your healing hand will touch her and heal her, Lord, and support her with your presence and comforting peace at this time and her family. We pray for all those people who are affected by the COVID, particularly people in India who are struggling with a difficult situation now out of control in many cities. We pray that your Holy Spirit will take control of the situation and bring healing to that nation. And we pray for a stop to this pandemic, Lord, as a whole world we are struggling with this. We pray for all those who are struggling with various illnesses and problems and difficulties in their lives, and we pray for your healing in their lives and also for peace and comfort in their lives and in their families' lives. We pray for our first responders and our service workers who are working hard, putting their lives at risk for serving us. We thank you for their services. And at the same time, we pray for their safety, Lord, that you will continue to keep them safe and use them for the blessing of this world. We pray for our country as a whole. We pray for our nation. We pray for the president, vice president, and all the governors of the states and the congressmen and senators who make May the decisions that affect our daily lives, we pray that you will give them the wisdom to do the right thing and make the right decisions. Above all, we pray for unity of spirit in this country, that we can be united together to lead the world. We pray that you will be with us as a church, Lord, to do your work in this community and to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do here and around the world. Help us, Lord, with our future as we look forward to the coming year and the coming few months that we are planning to do several things. We pray that your special guidance be upon us, that we will do everything for your glory and not for our ours, Lord. We pray that your guidance be upon us in all the projects that we are planning to do, and we pray that your blessing be upon us so that we can be faithful in whatever things that we do for you. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, that we'll worship you in truth and in spirit, that we'll be touched by your presence as we go from this place, so that we can be a blessing to this world. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, and guide us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit as a church. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, as the choir will be singing a song, please remain seated. The ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. The scripture says that God loves a cheerful giver, and he is able to make all grace abound in us, so that in all things we will glorify his name. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together and worship together, and also give you a portion of what you have given us back to you, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. And we thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. Above all, in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for all those who were able to give today and who could not give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love and continue to give them abundantly. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, we'll be reading the scripture taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24 verses 13 through 31.
This is a long scripture. If anybody needs to sit before it's done, I understand. I won't be offended. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it was just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us to be our life and spirit. As we come before your word, help us, Lord, to be humble and obedient so that we can receive your word with humility and be a blessing to this world and also a source of joy and happiness to others. As we meditate on your word, illumine our souls, Lord, so that we can understand and experience the hidden truths and the power of your word in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sorry for the long passage that I took for reading today, but I hope it did not hurt anybody. I did not want to cut short the passage because I wanted to bring out certain truths about our journey of life that we make in this world. And many of you, most of you have brought my book, The Joy in the Journey. I consider my life and everybody's life as a journey that we take. And the whole life is a journey from beginning of our birth to our death. And in the meantime, the brief period that we are given in this world, we have little journeys that we take every day, or every stage in our life is a little journey. Like one of my older friends, Barbara, used to say, she's no more now, but she said when she started cancer treatment, she said, "I started a new journey." And then when she started the second turn of her chemo and she didn't want to do it, so she started with hospice care, and she said, "I started another journey." So that's how it prompted me to write that book. Every little step in our life, the whole life journey, we have little journeys that we take. And here there is a journey that we are seeing two disciples after resurrection taking a journey from Jerusalem going to Emmaus. And the walk of Emmaus, many of you know about and heard the story of Emmaus walk, where you walk with a companion and support them in their journey of whatever journey they are taking, the walk to Emmaus. And the Stephen's ministry is one of them that we have done before in this church, and I believe there are some Stephen's ministers still here in our church. And Jan, you are one of them, right?
Will be.
Okay, you'll be one of them, because she told me about that. And we probably look into that as another ministry that we can start. Whenever we go through our journeys of certain times in our lives, we need a companion to go with us. Those who have gone that journey before, or somebody who can support us and comfort us. Here, they are taking a journey from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And when we read that passage, there was a stranger who followed them. And then the stranger looked at these two people and asked them, "Where are you going and what are you talking about?" Their faces were downcast. They were disappointed, tired, and afraid, and frustrated, and they were downcast. That's what we read in the passage today we read. One of them is named Cleopas, and his friend had been to Jerusalem to probably celebrate the Passover, and they were witnesses of all that have happened during that Passion Week, and the crucifixion of Christ, and the death, and the burial. And that third day had come, and this is the afternoon of the third day, they are walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. To me, it looks like a walk of discouragement, the walk of sadness and walk of disillusionment, the walk of hopelessness, broken dreams and stolen future. That Jesus, the Master, the Teacher, the Prophet that they trusted and followed with all their dreams, is now gone. And this is the third day, and they could not find the body either. But they heard that some of the people saw him resurrected, but they did not believe it. So they were taking a journey from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Many times when we find ourselves in the situation where we are disappointed, frustrated, tired, and we don't want to do this life with Jerusalem anymore, we try to escape from the reality and go towards a different direction. They walked along with the sorrow and disappointment. The risen Christ then appears to them and fell into step with them. He was alongside them. He began with the scripture and explaining the prophecies concerning the Christ, the Messiah, who was to come. So these people were taking a journey from Jerusalem. First of all, we look at their walk, their directions. Their direction of walk determined their destination. Jesus wanted them to be in Jerusalem, staying there to witness first, and they said, "You will be witnesses in Jerusalem and then Judea and then the rest of the world." But here we see these people going away from Jerusalem to Emmaus. They don't want to face reality. They would be walking away from Jerusalem to outside of Jerusalem. But one walking away from Jerusalem, the others walking toward Jerusalem, are the two sets of people that we can always see. Even in the midst of walking away from our mission, our purpose that God has given us, afraid of facing challenges, we might run away or try to run away from problems and go away from problems. He is a God who will walk with us along that path of discouragement. Many times we feel like that God is not there with us in our troubles. Many times we feel like we are left alone. And like one of my friends used to say that God has moved away without even leaving a forwarding address. Nowhere to be found. But that is not what God is. If you look back in our own lives in the past, when we have walked that lonely path, that walk of disappointment and discouragement, afraid of facing the realities that are coming up, thinking that we can escape this to a different world, there is a Jesus who will come and walk with you and comfort you and restore you back, and saying that you are not alone. I'll be there with you along every single step of the way that you have been taking. Our daily life and daily activities in our life are a testament to our walk. Every time we take a walk, remember that there is a God who is taking that walk with us. But remember, walking away from God and walking away from reality only can lead us to more desperation. But there is a God who will come and restore us, and God will take us back to Jerusalem where our ministry is supposed to be. And secondly, we see their talk. They're talking about things that are not very upbeat. They're talking about things that are disappointing and frustrating. And they were talking about a thing about, have you the only one who has not heard about the things happened in the past week? Because there is the prophet, the teacher, Jesus, who has been here and he lived among us, made a lot of people, healed a lot of people and blessed a lot of people. But he is no more with us. But he said that he would rise from the dead on the third day. But today is the third day. Where is he? We could not find him. Their agenda determined their expectations. Many times we have a preconceived agenda that we gather in our own minds. And then we are guided and controlled by that agenda. God wants us to be controlled by the agenda of the Scripture and the Holy Spirit that will fill us with hope. Many times our own human agenda can only give us frustration and failures and disappointments. And we need to take on the agenda of God in our hearts so that we can be filled with hope. They failed to acknowledge the truth that the Lord is risen. And they did not believe what they heard. This is the third day. And they failed to acknowledge the resurrection. They failed to acknowledge because they did not understand the Scriptures. That was the biggest problem. That is why Jesus started explaining to them about the Scriptures, about what the Scriptures told about the Messiah who would come, and explain to them about the fulfillment of those Scriptures that happened during that week. So whenever we find ourselves in a situation where we are lost or we are disappointed, there's a God not only walks with us, also gives us the word to comfort us and restore us. We need to go back to the Scripture whenever we need comfort and peace in our lives. A close encounter with Jesus Christ will take definitely to the Scriptures. He takes them to the Bible, as we see that the living word takes them to the written word and explains to them, opens up the written Bible, and we read that how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe that all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the Scriptures concerning himself. So whenever we need direction in our life, whenever we think that we are lost, go to the Scriptures. That is where God is giving us the light to lighten our path so that we can be restored to the right direction. The third thing that we see there is the journey is as important as the destination. Our journey is also important as well as the destination. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke that about two ways. One way is heavily populated, the other is traveled by a few, which is difficult, the broad way and the narrow way. A lot of times we like to take the broad way because it's easier and faster sometimes. But the narrow way is sometimes what God wants us to take. But remember, you will not be alone when you take that narrow way. But the broad way that you may take, you may find yourself be lonely. But the narrow way is there, God has chosen, because He is going to be there with you to get to the destination. Our journey is important as well as our destination. The resurrected Christ did not leave them by themselves, leaving them disappointed and frustrated, but He came and restored them. The cowards became courageous and the timid became triumphant when they met the living Christ. And we see the end of the story is that they turned around. They went back to Jerusalem and joined the other disciples. And that changed history afterwards. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." You probably all heard about the footprints in the sand story. I don't have to say that again. But one night, this person was dreaming that he was walking along the beach with the Lord. And many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two footprints. Sometimes there was only one set of footprints. And this bothered him when he thought about it. And there was, because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow and defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that I followed you, that you would walk with me all the ways of my life. But I noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there is only one set of footprints in the sand. Why? Then I have needed you most, you have not been there for me." The Lord replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you in my arms." He carries us in his arms whenever we are ourselves and find lonely. We can take either a journey toward Jerusalem or walk away from Jerusalem, doubting, afraid and hopeless. But Jesus said, as He said to His disciples, "I will not leave you or forsake you, and I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." And He is the same God yesterday, He is the same God today, and He will be the same God tomorrow. As we walk the life of faith every day, He is the God who steps with us and walks with us and restores us and gives us the power to go back to Jerusalem so that we can be more powerful witnesses for Him wherever He wants us to be. Let us be patient and be always looking forward to the coming of the Lord in our lives and also the second coming of Christ. Because He said He is going to come again and He will restore us together as children of God along with all the saints together, and we will be together, and that is His promise of His second coming. As we go from this place, remember that we are not alone. Don't have to be a stronger and smarter than the challenge before you. There is no challenges before you that is greater than God can handle, and He will handle it for us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place and comfort us in our journey. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." If you are able, please stand. It is 526 in the Blue Book. People of God, as we take our journey of life every day, we might find ourselves lonely, frustrated, disappointed. But there is a resurrected Christ walking alongside with you, holding your hand to comfort you and restore you. Go in the knowledge that He is there with you along life's narrow ways. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.